This is the 5-Minute Focus for September 21st, 2021.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-Minute Focus is just what it seems to be, a little bit of a tease about what's coming up in the next couple hours of podcasting. Also an opportunity for you to stab. That's what we used to say when I worked in tech. Stab the share button on your podcast app and send it to friends. We have an exclusive interview with the CEO of Gab. I'll tell you about that. Hour one, I'm pretty well convinced that Mitchell McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Elaine Stefanik, Mitt Romney, and the others would be perfectly happy to have a midterm loss rather than deal with committed Christians and or America First colleagues in the Republican caucus. Case in point, Bill Maher has a better understanding of all the nuanced reasons for why people vote for Donald Trump and support the president than Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Elaine Stefanik, or Mitt Romney put together on their very best day.
The two biggest issues are democracy and the environment. Those are my two big, one and two. But I don't have kids. I know people who say, I have kids, and I don't like it when they come home and say, they divided the class today into oppressors and oppressed. And if I change my sex, I don't have to tell my parents.
Yeah.
There's like that going on that makes people go, you know, I agree. Donald Trump is a creep. He is everything wrong that could be stuffed into one man. But I have these other considerations.
They won't touch that. They can't. They refuse to touch that topic. And it's a 70% election winner. The figurehead gives a satanic speech and attacks Republicans and, of course, Mitch, Elaine Stefanik, Mitt Romney, Kevin McCarthy have very little to say about that. Now we have the figurehead trying to backpedal.
Which we do today, think about it. It's all personal attacks. It's about motive. It's not about I disagree on the subject matter.
Oh, now he doesn't like the personal attacks. Maybe now would be a time for them to jump in and say something, but they won't. The figurehead is taking ground that should belong to the Republican Party.
We beat Farmer this year. We beat Farmer this year, and it mattered. We're going to change people's lives.
Utterly hilarious that he gets to say that, but utterly tragic. At least there's Rand Paul.
Well, I don't reject basic immunology, Senator. And I have never denied that there is importance of the protection following infection. However, as we have said many times, and as has been validated by the authorization of by the FDA through their committee. And
they're still letting him get away with this. Only Rand and Ron Johnson, Thomas Massie will call this out. Why? Because I think the Republican Party leadership prefers a loss rather than dealing with committed Christian and or America First office holders. That's hour one. Hour two, this was really exciting for me. We talked with an exclusive interview with Andrew Torba. He is the CEO of Gab. This is the first time I've met Andrew. And I asked him about all the many attempts to shut down Gab and to destroy it. And how many have there been?
It's difficult to keep track. It's something that sort of pops up on a week-to-week basis at this point. You know, we're constantly getting attacked from the media, from these academic types who produce all these studies, which are then fed to the media and then used to attack us that way. We got a letter from Congress. This is actually our second or third letter from Congress, trying to intimidate us.
And he keeps going. And he has a new book out. It's called Christian Nationalism. There'll be a link to it in the podcast notes. I asked him, what does he mean by Christian nationalism?
Yeah, from my point of view, it's, you know, loving your neighbor. You know, we are going to be ruled by somebody. We exist in this world. We exist in this life. We are to be governed by somebody. And I would like those somebodies to hold biblical Christian values. You know, if you love your neighbor, then you want him to be led by fellow Christians.
Yeah, I prefer led versus rule. I think Andrew and I agree on that. I asked him about Facebook and Twitter, because if anyone's going to know, he's going to know. I view these guys simply as adjuncts of government. I don't think they're any kind of free, you know, free company or free commerce. So I asked Andrew Torbus, CEO of Gab.
Yeah, that's basically what they are. The government has sort of outsourced, you know, censorship, data collection, information control to the private sector. And so it sort of gives them, you know, the plausible deniability that the First Amendment is not being violated, because it's not the government doing it directly. It's this, you know, third party, you know, private sector business that is doing it. And, you know, ultimately what it comes down to is all the people out there share the worldview and share in the value systems or lack thereof of the regime.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. I asked him as well about attempts to bribe him out of his company, buy him out. Hey, Andrew, you could be a rich man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Multiple times, actually.
Really?
People in the Republican Party, people really? In Silicon Valley, people in venture capital. Yep. And it always came with conditions. It always came with, you need to stop talking about this or that, or you need to change the way that Gab handles this or that type of subject or situation. And, you know, like you said, God protected me too, because I'm not in this for the money. I mean, you know, I'm doing this because I truly care about protecting free speech online for all people. It's not about the money. If I wanted to be a rich man, I would have stayed in Silicon Valley and built, you know, multiple businesses and sold them and whatever. I would have continued doing what I was doing. They found out pretty quickly that they can't buy me. So then they tried to threaten me.
It's a long interview. It was a fascinating discussion. And a lot of that about social media, about business, but much, much more about it. Much, much more about his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I asked him about the importance of prayer, if it's vital to him.
Massively. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me focused, you know, on Christ. It's real easy with someone in my position, and you know, as you know, having a very large audience, a very large platform that the Lord has blessed us with here, it's a tremendous responsibility. And I know a lot of people are, you know, looking to me for influence and inspiration, and I'm doing my best to say, don't look at me, you know, look at the cross, look at Christ, you know, just do my best to glorify Him. But yeah, you know, like I said, I'm praying constantly throughout the day, you know, because I need it. You know, there's so much going on. There's so much wickedness.
I was struck by his humility. Honestly, I was struck. I felt blessed by that. First time I've met him. I think you'll enjoy this. Hour one is Mitch McConnell and his cohorts, Romney, Stefanik. Are they trying to throw this thing or happy to throw it? Hour two, exclusive interview with Andrew Torba. Now, that's the 5-minute focus. Please do share it with friends. But let me ask you a question. How vital is prayer to you? I've reintroduced myself to getting on my knees in the morning. I haven't been doing that. I'm going to tell you a little quick witness. It's changing things. The Lord is so good.